Talkie. Everybody and their mom, I guess not their mom, just everybody. We've got, I think, 5,000 job requests since this has been announced, and I'm real excited for the day that I get to interview for interns. I'm jacked up about it. Real jacked up. It's going to be probably a 3 to 4 day process.
Is it a paid internship?
Absolutely not. It's the. But it's
you can't put a price on an experience like that.
That's true.
No, the big thing is, and this is true. Barstool has an incredible way of showcasing talent that they have in their buildings. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, in the New York headquarters, there's probably, 40, 50 interns?
I would guess, yes.
40, 50 interns, and there's no pay, but every single intern that gets in there understands completely that, A, I can get famous for here because you can get on any of your stuff can get on any of their platforms.
Right.
They got millions of followers, millions of hits a month. And it's a hustler's paradise. If you create something that makes money, you get a chance to make money off it. It's a little American dream in there. And now granted, people are going to have to start at the bottom, which I think people understand, but I want my interns to know that whenever they're done working for me, that I think I will have given them the knowledge to be successful in life, the knowledge to take over the world, and hopefully a platform to make some real cash. And I think that's what people see. And the interviews are going to be an interesting one. I don't think any of these kids are ready for a conversation that I'm going to give them.
Do you have questions already in the back of your head?
So I've been watching Dr. Phil here for how many years?
He's probably the biggest Dr. Phil fan.
Long time. Right. So I watch Bull. Uh-huh. I don't know if you watch Bull, which is...
it's on CBS. Yeah, it's a show about juries and lawyers and
a lot
all
of psychology.
That's science.
It's all psychology. Yeah. Right. And I've learned so much from both of those that these kids aren't even going to know when a real-ass question is being asked. They're not even going to have a clue what's happening. And I think I'll be a cool boss, a fun boss, but we're going to be a very productive operation. I'm excited for our group.
All right. Pat McAfee is our guest, former NFL kicker, now a full-time boss man, COO of his new organization, part of Barstool Sports.
Thank you.
Which has been growing at leaps and bounds. You're going to be doing a bunch of different things, a lot of video, a lot of audio, et cetera. And you're the boss man.
Yeah. Of Barstool Indy.
Have you been getting a lot of advice on becoming a boss, Pat?
You want me to do it.
What's the best advice you've been given about becoming a boss?
I had a conversation with Mr. Irsay.
Yes.
The owner of the Colts.
The Monday night before I made the announcement. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that don't know, Jim Irsay and I have a better relationship than most people think, but from a owner to a player. And I was very nervous for that conversation because I wanted his blessings.
Sure.
I wanted it bad because I didn't want him to think I was leaving him or anything like that. It was just, for me, the timing was right. So after Chris Ballard's press conference, who also reached out to me and left me a voicemail about how happy he is for me. I've never met the guy, never got to work for the guy, but he's a classy gentleman. And I'm very happy that the Colts got a really good guy in him. Mm-hmm. Jim Irsay sends me a text, says, come on over, right? After the meeting, we have a 6:30 meeting. And I go in there, and for the first 10 minutes, he's a little confused about it all. You know, he doesn't understand. He goes, so where are you going? And I said, Barstool. He goes, I don't think I know what Barstool is. It doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean it's not big. I just want to let you know I don't know what it is. So what is it? So I started explaining it to him, right? He goes, so you're going to be a boss? That's crazy. I said, yeah. He said, you think you'll be able to make the big decisions that bosses have to make? You know, because you got to fire somebody when you're a boss. Do you think you'll be able to fire somebody?
Oh, boy.
I said, I don't know. He said, because when you fire somebody, you're firing their family. And when you fire their family, it means you're firing their kids, which means they're probably not too happy. But then whenever you fire that family, there's another family that's probably happy, too, that they're getting the job. So these are some big decisions you got to make. It's like, do I want to go to Costa Rica or do I want to go to Maui? Do I want to run a 400-foot yacht or do I want to run a 747 and live like a sheik? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then people are like, why haven't we gone anywhere? I'm like, these are some big decisions. And I was just crying, laughing. And I'm like, I think I'll be able to do that. He goes, how do you think people are going to take this? I go, I think there's going to be some negative, some positive. He goes, yeah, I think people should be happy for you. This is awesome, man. You're chasing your passion. You know Ringo Starr? I said, the Beatle. He said, yeah, the Beatle. I go, yeah. He goes, at night, Ringo told me, I know him. He said at night after some big concerts, he'd lay down. He'd still have a little hole in his heart because he said he wasn't having full fulfillment. So he started doing some more philanthropy. So I completely respect and love the fact you're chasing fulfillment and passion instead of dollars. this is really good. And he said, you know, some people are going to be negative, some people are going to be positive. You know, it's the whole optimism, pessimism thing. Like, is the cup half full or is the cup half empty? You know, if you think you're optimist, you think the cup's half full. And if you're a pessimist, you think the cup's half empty. But I've always said, it's not the stuff in the cup. It's the cup itself. You get a smaller cup, all of a sudden that cup is full. And I said, holy hell. I said, I've never thought of that. He said, I'll never get credit for it. I'll never get credit for that point. I said, that is, it was like one of the most amazing things I've ever heard
now,
in my entire life.
A little footnote to that, Jim Irsay owns Ringo Starr's Beatles drum kit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
And I say this with 100% sincerity. That conversation I had with Jim Irsay was one of the most incredible conversations I've ever had in my entire life. And he started off confused, but by the end of it, gigantic hug, incredibly happy for me, told me not to be a stranger. And literally the next day, he had his assistant sending me articles about the future of Hollywood and how I can get better, be better at this and that. So I have his full blessing, which was a gigantic weight off my shoulders.
Now, has he heard your impression of him?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody's ever heard that impression.
It's the best Jim Irsay impression ever, right?
It's pretty much dead on.
Yeah, well, I love Jim Irsay. And you're talking about a guy who's had a lot of pressure on him for a long time. And to get his blessing was gigantic for me. And that conversation with him was literally the best.